This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Craig Stephen Hicks pleaded guilty to murdering three Muslim students at a Chapel Hill apartment complex in 2015. He was sentenced to three consecutive life terms for the shooting deaths of Dia Barakat, his wife Yusr Abu Salah, and her sister Rasan Abu Salah. Hicks claimed the shooting stemmed from a dispute over parking spaces. The victims' families say they believe it was an anti-Muslim hate crime. Attorneys for the family said today prosecutors told them the hate crime designation could not be applied in this case because it applies only to misdemeanor charges. Hicks is guilty of felonies. WUNC Daily News producer Will Michaels followed today's hearing and joins us now for an update. Will, welcome.
Hi, Frank.
Tell us more about this. We had known since last week that he was going to plead guilty. Talk more about the circumstances that led up to this plea.
Sure. As you just said, this hearing today is about more than 4 years in the making. On February 10th, 2015, police responded to a shooting at Finley Forest Condominiums in Chapel Hill, just over the Orange County line in Durham County. They found the bodies of Dia Barakat, Yusr Abu Salah, and Rasan Abu Salah. It was revealed shortly afterward that they had charged Craig Stephen Hicks with these murders. And the initial response from police was that Hicks, anyway, had claimed that it was over a parking dispute, that the Abu Salahs and Dia Barakat had been sort of had taken his spots or had taken too many spots in the apartment complex. And he snapped. As more information came out, it was clear from Hicks' background, from his social media posts, that this was perhaps more of a case of malice. That is what prosecutors have been talking about today in the hearing.
And that was really the centerpiece of this hearing today, was to get this story straight and to demonstrate both the implicit bias that was probably at play here, at least one of the factors, and the fact that this was not about a parking dispute. The assistant district attorney, Kendra Montgomery Blinn, was in court talking about other evidence that had come to light over the course of the investigation that indicated Hicks' malice toward people of other cultures.
The Chapel Hill Police Department interviewed 36 neighbors in the Finley Forest community. To the white neighbors, Mr. Hicks left angry notes, shouted at them, and told them to move. They did not notice him having a gun or displaying a gun during those interactions. To the non-white neighbors, Mr. Hicks displayed firearms and threatened them with violence. 2 weeks prior to the murders, a woman of Indian heritage was confronted by Hicks as he blocked her in with his car and demanded to know why she was parked there. She said it had just been for a few minutes. Mr. Hicks responded, "How about I beat you up for a few minutes?"
All right, so there's a clip of prosecutor Kendra Montgomery Blinn in court today describing the interactions of Craig Hicks and other residents. Craig Hicks pleaded guilty to three counts of murder today in a court in Durham. And, of course, we should explain that we talk about these Chapel Hill killings, and it wasn't Chapel Hill, but technically it was in a part of Durham County, and that's why the hearing is happening in Durham County Court. I'm talking with Will Michaels, who's WUNC Daily News producer. And what is extraordinary about this hearing in some ways was that the judge in this case allowed for testimony from a social scientist about the nature of implicit bias. And implicit bias is entered in now to this case. Talk a little bit more about that, because that is unusual, although not impermissible in these cases. Will?
Sure. Prosecutors wanted to call Samuel Summers, who is a psychologist at Tufts University. He specializes in what's called intergroup bias. He testified in the hearing today after reviewing case materials and came to a conclusion. He said he made clear that it is not his job to determine what one person is thinking at any one point in time. But he said after reviewing these case materials, he found that Craig Hicks' behavior, his recollection of the incident, suggested that first, he was not remembering what happened correctly, and second, that he viewed Dia Barakat, Yusr Abu Salah, and Rasan Abu Salah as a group of other of them. Yeah.
Well, some of what Samuel Summers is referring to is the fact that that Hicks repeatedly said that you renters are taking my parking place. Well, he owned the unit there. He was an owner, not a renter. So the assumption that he was a renter is one of these implicit biases. And also the fabricated conversation, the foul language that didn't happen. There's video taken from one of the cell phones of the actual incident. We'll talk about that in just a minute. That shows that none of what Craig Hicks said happened, none of the confrontation or the foul language that he claimed the three victims used actually occurred. And so these are some of the indications that Samuel Summers says add up as a social scientist to implicit bias. Here's what he said today.
The conclusion I offered in the affidavit, again, is not that I can sit here and definitively say what was going through any one person's mind at any one point in time. It's not what behavioral psychologists or scientists do. But the conclusion that I offered was that indeed there's a very reasonable likelihood based on this evidence and based on the research literature that these were not random victims of a parking dispute. These were not random victims of a domestic disagreement gone bad, an argument that blew out of proportion. These victims were seen and interacted with differently because of who they were and because of how a defendant saw them. I believe the evidence indicates a very reasonable probability that that was the case.
And psychologist Samuel Summers, who testified today in a hearing where Craig Hicks pleaded guilty in court today to the triple murder of Muslim college students in Chapel Hill. And I'm talking to WUNC Daily News producer Will Michaels. Now, it's interesting because we know that the district attorney, Santana DeBerry, has already announced she's not going to pursue the death penalty in this case. But will it be seen or considered a hate crime? And is that something, Will, that the court can take into account in this hearing?
Well, today the court is just considering this guilty plea, and it goes, as far as state law is concerned, to first-degree murder with malice. Now, malice is wrapped into first-degree murder, but this is a plea agreement that just speaks to that, as well as discharging a weapon into a dwelling. So this agreement talks about, and just to sort of explain what Samuel Summers was talking about there. Prosecutors also kind of laid out this timeline of what happened after the killings today. And they said that Craig Hicks first, after shooting Diabarakat Yusor Abu Salah and Razan Abu Salah, got in his car and went to Jordan Lake for about an hour and then turned himself into the Chatham County Sheriff's Office. He's then transferred and interrogated about what happened. His demeanor during this interrogation is fairly light. They showed clips of Hicks during the interrogation, laughing with officers who were questioning him, calmly talking about what happened, but also, as you say, claiming that Diabarakat may have used some profanity when he opened the door to when Hicks came down the stairs from his apartment to the Barakat and Abu Salah's apartment. Knocked on the door. Hicks claimed that Barakat may have used some profanity toward him at that point. But as you say, there was cell phone video that was just revealed at this hearing today to the public. It was not played for the public, but it was revealed that the cell phone video does exist. And it was Diabarakat himself who turned on his cell phone as he approached the door to answer the door to Craig Hicks.
It must have been chilling. I was watching the live stream. They shut down the live stream as they showed this video, but the family was still present in court when we came back to the live stream. Members of the family had broken down. It had to be chilling, and this moment may have been chilling as well when the prosecution played parts of Craig Hicks' confession, including the part in which he very calmly describes to police how he shot his victims to death.
I just pulled my gun out, started shooting them.
It's fine.
I started shooting like this. He went down. I put one, I think, into his head. There were two girls over there. One of them also was mouth off to me before like that. I talked to her about the parking. I walked over and shot her and shot the other one and walked back out. Got in my car and left.
Craig Hicks with police after the triple murder. I'm talking with WUNC Daily News producer Will Michaels. All of his guns were legally owned. Many of them would not be legal in most other countries. The prosecution described him as a gun fanatic, and he calmly described how he used those legally purchased guns to murder three people. The father of one of the victims, Muhammad Yusuf Abu Salah, the father of Yusor and Rasan, spoke during the hearing about some of the, obviously the great pain was in losing family members and losing someone so close, but the other enormous pain was the fact that this was some kind of argument and not what it really was, which was racially motivated. Here's Muhammad Yusuf Abu Salah.
On the night of the crime, you went and lied about them and smeared them, not knowing that there was a camera. And we thought after you knew there was a camera, you would recant and apologize. No way, because narcissism has no end. We were offended by the police statement of a parking dispute before we received the dead bodies, before the funeral, because that statement was airing, has been airing for 4 years by people who like it. And since then, the police department has regretted it. And we appreciate that the police department, despite your statement, did a very thorough investigation and held on to the evidence very faithfully and honestly. We thank them for that.
Muhammad Yusuf Abu Salah, the father of Yusor and Rasan, speaking at a hearing this morning where Craig Hicks pleaded guilty to the triple murders. I'm talking to WNC Daily News reporter Will Michaels. Will, thank you so much.
Thanks, Frank.
Coming up on The State of Things, we'll talk with NPR reporter Frank Langfitt about his offer of a free ride in Shanghai to find out more about what people in China were thinking. We'll talk about it on The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.